listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Well, 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 if it isn't my long-lost pal, Julie, I feel like it's been ages since I've seen you. Oh, and by the way, in case you forgot, I'm Matt.
I think that's a little dramatic, Matt. But you're right, it has been a while. How was your summer?
Oh, gosh, it was incredible. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I got to spend time with my family. We went to the beach. We went fishing. We played a lot. Basically, we had a whole lot of fun. What about you?
That sounds awesome, Matt. My summer was really amazing, too. You want to know what the best part was?
Of course.
We went to Disney World.
What?
We went to Animal Kingdom. We got to explore all things Star Wars. It was out of this world.
That's incredible. I don't want to say that I'm jealous, but I'm a little jealous. Anyway, I guess we should get down to business, huh?
Well, it's not exactly business, Matt, but it is season 5 of God's Big Story. As much fun as I've had the last few months, I have really been looking forward to this moment right now.
This moment when we get to start learning about the Bible with all of our friends again. Gosh, I am so pumped too. What are we going to learn about this season, Julie?
Drumroll, please. This season, we're learning all about the fruit of the Spirit.
All right. I'm going to guess you're not talking about fruits like apples and strawberries and grapes, huh?
You're right. I'm not. I'm talking about love, joy, and peace. And, well, I don't want to spoil the whole thing. Why don't you say we do a little bit of a recap of what we learned on our other seasons of God's Big Story, and then we'll talk a little more about our plan for this one.
You're as sharp as ever, Julie. That sounds like a fantastic plan to me.
Now that we're on season 5 of God's Big Story, I think it's safe to say we've learned a lot.
Definitely. On our very first season, we learned all about the life of Jesus. We learned about when he was born, what he did during his time on the earth, and how his death and resurrection are good news for sinners like you and me.
Then on season 2, we learned about what happened to Jesus' friends and followers after he left the earth. Do you remember the big thing we learned about that season, Matt?
I do. We learned about the beginning of God's church, how it started, and what the church is now. The church is God's family, remember?
I do. All right, what did we learn next?
On season 3, we learned about the Pentateuch. That's a really big word, but it just means the first 5 books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
That season was so fun. I loved learning about the Old Testament. There were so many interesting stories, and we had awesome guests like a special agent, a meteorologist, and even our old friend, Sean.
That's right, Julie. We learned about when God created the world, the story of Noah and the flood, Joseph's crazy life, and so much more.
Whew. All right, we're almost there. Last but not least, last season, season 4, we talked about history, wisdom, and prophets as we continued making our way through the Old Testament.
Sure did. And some of my favorite lessons were when we learned about Naomi and Ruth, and when we learned about David.
Oh, I liked those too, Matt. I also love learning about how God gave us songs and the Psalms and how he sent and used the prophets. Wow. Okay. We really have learned so much.
And I can't wait to learn even more this season. So, you said we are going to learn about the fruit of the Spirit. Could you tell me a little bit more?
Oh, I sure can. We'll talk about this in the episodes to come, but here goes. When we love and trust Jesus, we also get to have a special relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God, just like how Jesus and God the Father are God. Jesus told us that the Holy Spirit is our helper. He is with us. That means He lives in us, and he helps us with a lot of things.
What kind of things does he help with?
Well, he helps us with things like loving and trusting Jesus, talking to God through prayer, and even how we love and treat others. That's where the fruit of the Spirit come in. These are certain things about followers of Jesus that should and can be true for people who love and trust him and who have the help of the Spirit.
All right. Now, so it's time for the big reveal. Julie, what is the fruit of the Spirit?
Oh, man. Okay, Matt. In Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, the Bible tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Now, we're going to spend time each week this season learning about each of these through a story from the Bible.
Amazing. Wow, this is going to be so great. I can't wait for season 5. And by the way, if you miss seasons 1 through 4, you can always go back and listen.
Great idea, Matt. Sounds to me like we're going to be busy this season, meeting new guests, singing songs, and learning all about the fruit of the Spirit.
I can't wait.
You know what? We do have a few minutes left. What do you say we play a game?
Have I ever said no to a game, Julie? I don't think so. What do you want to play?
How about 5-season, 5-second review? It's a little twist on our favorite game. We'll ask you 5 questions, one about each season of God's big story. You'll have 5 seconds to shout out your answer.
Great idea. High five. Let's do it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Because here we go.
Matt and listeners, question number 1. During season 1, we learned all about the life of one man. Who did we learn about?
Jesus.
Good job.
All right, Julie and listeners, question number 2. On season 2, we learned about the church. So finish this sentence. The church is God's...
Oh, that's an easy one. Family!
That's right.
All right. Here we go. Question number 3. Season 3 was all about the first 5 books of the Bible. What's the big fancy word for the first 5 books of the Bible?
Pentateuch.
Nice.
Question 4. Last season, we continued learning about the Old Testament. And when the timer runs out, yell one thing you learned from season 4.
David!
The prophets!
Last question, everyone. You ready? You're doing so great. Question number 5. What are we excited about learning this season on God's Big Story?
The fruit of the Spirit! How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? We hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, talk as a family about what you're excited to learn about this season. Talk about questions you may have that you hope to get answered.
We're looking forward to learning from God's Word together this season. Let's sing a song that helps remind us that the Bible is from God and about God.
It's the Bible, God's true word. It's the Bible, God's true word. It is from who?
God.
About who?
God.
It's the Bible, God's true word.
It's the Bible, God's true word. It's the Bible, God's true word. It is from who?
God.
About who?
God.
It's the Bible, God's true word.
Other testaments, there are 2. It's the old and the new. There we have the books with all the names, like Genesis, Job, and James. Here we find the chapters and the verses.
Chapters and the verses.
Chapters are the big numbers, and the verses are the little numbers. It's the Bible, God's true word. It's the Bible, God's true word. It is from who?
God.
About who?
God.
It's the Bible, God's true word.
Thanks for listening to this season of God's Big Story. We can't wait to hear all kinds of stories from the Bible this season, which is really just one big story about one big God. We hope you'll tune into this season of God's Big Story. We'll have new episodes each Monday.
And for more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
Tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.